Hey everybody, welcome to episode 44 of Breaking In. I'm Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
44 episodes. We're barreling down on a year.
Wow.
I know.
Look at us.
I know.
Sticking with something.
Speaking of which, this is going to be kind of a short episode.
It's Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
We want to barbecue.
We're barbecuing. We got people coming over. And frankly, there's a lot of things coming up, but not a lot of things that have really happened.
Which I'm okay with, actually.
Right, exactly. So, first off, I guess we should talk about the next meetup for Final Draft is June 10th at the Cat and Fiddle at 7 o'clock. Next month's guest is going to be Roger Avery, Academy Award winning writer. Roger Avery, who co-wrote with Quentin on Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. So that's exciting.
Very.
Let's see.
You finished the script. We saw a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was an awesome movie. Sorry.
Yeah. So for all you haters, Fast and Furious 6 is fucking badass.
It's what James Bond should have been.
Yeah.
Basically.
Kinda.
Yeah.
What else do we have coming up? We have, for those of you that are in Hollywood, the Hollywood Beer Pong Tournament is next Saturday. 128 teams from just about every major studio and agency.
Ugh, did you really want to say that on air?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Dances with Films. The Dances with Films Film Festival is starting on Thursday, which Final Draft is sponsoring, but at the same time, John and Lottie's film is world premiering Saturday night at 11:45 p.m.
Which is crazy.
Get your tickets. Go to danceswithfilms.com and go check out Chastity Bites because it's going to be badass. What else we got? We got scripts out to managers waiting for notes, which is fun.
Always fun.
And what are we doing? Writing other scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it going. Always be writing. We're struggling to find a show.
Seriously, guys, we just want to eat. So it's ready to start cooking.
Yes, we know.
It's not like we don't get to take a day off.
I know.
Sometimes.
Well, so we post a 5-minute podcast.
Right.
That's fine.
We're supposed to watch the goddamn movie.
Yes. Okay. So as Cheryl just whispered under her breath, we still owe you guys Pretty Woman.
Which I have been saying fucking every day, pretty much.
Pretty much.
But just not saying, really. It's not me.
Also, coming up this weekend is the Great American Pitch Fest. We, thank the Lord, are not going to be there this time. We are retired from pitching, but we should talk about just kind of a couple of things of just let's rehash the whatnots to do.
Yes. Dress appropriately.
Dress appropriately.
Be prepared.
Just have a conversation.
Don't get turned all negative. Once three people say pass in the middle of your story, don't make the fourth person's have to work for it because now you're all sad and pooky faced.
Right. Keep your leave behinds, quote unquote leave behinds, one sheets, business cards. Keep those to a minimum unless they ask for it. Don't offer. Have your scripts digitally ready to be sent out. Do not wait. I don't care what anybody fucking tells you.
You should have a fucking
PDF. Yeah, I don't care what anyone tells you.
I got your email. It's getting sent right now.
I don't care what class or... They are wrong. Whoever tells you to wait, they are wrong.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It should be that day or the next day.
Maybe they'll read it at lunch.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe. Doubt it. But still.
I agree.
Do not pitch anything that you don't have a script for.
Completely ready.
Yes.
Nobody wants to hear I'm going to wrap it up in another 30 days.
Yeah, don't pitch anything that hasn't been rewritten already. Make sure your script is in the best possible shape that it can be.
Don't mention stars that you want to play in your screenplay.
Or
unless they ask, what kind of character do you see this as? Is it a Arnold? Right. Is it a, you know what I mean?
Right.
Unless they ask, don't do it.
I don't care who else is reading your script. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And if you came in the contest, it better have been the top three, because nobody wants to hear you came in 450th.
Right. There's something else about contests. Oh, and don't mention any contest unless it's a contest that matters.
It's important, and you place somewhere respectable.
What else do we are pitfalls? A la carte people, leave the menus at home. Research your fucking company and know what script you're...
Who are you speaking to? Do they do sci-fi? Do they do dramas? Right. That's what you pitch. You know the company. Absolutely. Right.
If you're pitching to managers and agencies, the pitch has obviously got to be a little bit different. It's more about your library than it is your one specific piece. Mm-hmm. Talk about yourself, talk about what you're interested in, talk about the kinds of scripts that you're writing or have written, what's in your wheelhouse. Don't be an everyman. Nobody wants to hear about the fact that you have a Christmas movie, a romantic comedy, a drama, an action, and a sci-fi fantasy. That's, you're too all over the board. If a manager is going to be able to sell your action film, he wants to know that you have two more action films ready to go, because that's going to be your wheelhouse. Don't pitch, don't go out there pitching a romantic comedy unless you have another rom-com or another comedy right behind it.
Otherwise, unless you want to be a one-hit wonder, maybe.
Maybe, but that's just not a good idea at all. What else do we run into? Stay afterwards and fucking go to the networking thing.
That's way more important than even fucking pitching.
Yes, you are not trying to get people to read your script. You are trying to get other people's business cards. That should be your only goal. Establish relationships.
We never stayed for the free lunch either. We always went to the restaurant.
Yes.
That's another. Go there. I know you get free lunch, but go have a drink. You know?
Strike up a conversation with people. We all wear badges.
And no shticks.
Yes.
You should not do a rap thing with your best friend who's going to help you sell the pitch. No. Don't. No.
Be confident. Dress well. I know we already said that, but that's so important. Be ready when you get to the table. No file of facts of, don't have your bag that you have to dig through. Just launch into the pitch. I don't really find this annoying, but I should probably just put this out there, and I don't think we've ever said this before, but when you come to the table, I know it's very awkward trying to strike up a conversation, and I'm not saying this is a negative thing or a positive thing, but you should know that everybody comes to the table with a long day, or a, how you hanging in there, or some kind of reference to the fact that we have to, acknowledging the fact that we have to hear 100 pitches that day, and that must be grueling. I put that out there because that's kind of what everybody does, so maybe try to find a new and original way of opening. Hello, how are you?
It's fine.
Ironically, hello, how are you would actually be original compared to what we get.
Yeah, exactly.
Every table, every person, every 5 minutes saying the same
instead
thing.
Instead of doing a little tap dance first.
Yeah,
and then...
long day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys hanging in there? Yeah. It's redundant. Everybody has the same spiel. Doesn't hurt you. Just throwing it out there that think about that when you're...
come up with something else.
Yeah, when you're going to the table. I'm going to say dress well again.
Cannot stress that enough.
Just because we see it coming.
You don't have to do a suit.
No.
But... not a moo moo either.
Yeah. J. Crew.
Find somewhere in the middle.
Banana Republic. gap.
Yeah.
Speak clearly. Take breath mints. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the things that we've... Don't use deodorant and cologne. Mm-hmm. Don't use too much deodorant and cologne. It's not good if you smell like death.
Yeah, they can't help it, though.
Women love boobies. Keep them wrapped up. Got it. You know, it's probably been about a year since we've been to a bitch fest, and
What's scary is that I'm sure that we could walk into this one and just sit on the sidelines and go, yep, see?
I know.
What are you doing?
If it wasn't for the fact that the beer pong was happening that day, I kind of want to go.
Priorities, people. Priorities.
Yeah. Well.
Beer pong. Come on.
Yeah. When you got six teams there.
Go Team
CAA,
Manny.
We are Final Draft Team 2.
Team 2. Adorable name.
So, yes, Pitch Fest season is about to kick off. Like I said, we're not going to be at Great American Pitch Fest. I will eventually be at, I think Final Draft is going to Inktip. I think Final Draft is going to Story Expo. So I will be around. We will be around because we are actually going to do, we're going to try to do something at Story Expo.
Cool.
So yes, if you're coming into town to go to the Great American Pitch Fest, have your shit together, people. Seriously. I know it's the holiday weekend. We've been sitting on our asses for 4 days. We're kind of drained. I know this is not the most exciting conversation that we've ever had, ever.
It totally is not.
But there's a good checklist. Put it on your iPod. Take it to you. Just rattle Follow them it. Off. I don't care what anyone else says. They're wrong. I promise you they're wrong. With the exception of the one sheet.
We still argue about that one.
Yeah, I will concede that there are good uses for it.
Thank you. I agree.
I feel like there's a couple other things that we should be talking about. Piss on us, we did not go see Star Trek yet again this weekend.
Such losers.
Yeah, I know, feel bad about that.
Thank God Juan's in Spain, so...
We get another week. We get another weekend.
Yeah.
I say this every episode, but I promise you, we are diligently working on getting some really cool people to come down on the show. We're just waiting for schedules.
Yeah.
Scheduling in Hollywood is not the greatest thing in the world. We're still trying to pull off. If we pull this off and actually get Johnny, Alejandro, and Steven here all at the same time...
That will be amazing.
Yeah. Hell will have frozen over.
Yes. For sure.
Pigs were flying. We will do the Pretty Woman thing, I promise.
I'm thinking, what do you think about watching it today with whoever's here?
We can do that.
I think that's a great idea.
I found the script, by the way.
Really?
The original script, it was called $3,000.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd read that.
The first page is nothing but text. Just like wall to wall. I mean, obviously, it got made into a movie, but we will, I want to be able to pull the script up and reference it as we're watching the movie.
Okay, so that could be on the...
An after dinner...
Or during dinner, but there's nothing. Literally, while the movie's going, we're going to be shouting out, "Oh my God! Did you just hear what that line was?" You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be a director's commentating.
Yes,
thing.
It is.
Well, it is, but it's Manny Sherrill style, so it's going to be more like, "Oh my God!" So, sorry. Yeah. I think we should do that.
Okay, we could do that.
The worst could happen is it doesn't work.
Well, that was always going to be the case.
Right.
Fuck it. So you guys get a 15-minute show this week. Sorry.
That's all right. I hope you guys had a great holiday weekend.
We are still in the process of having a great holiday weekend. So we're going to go barbecue old style hamburgers and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Although fancy hamburgers.
Fancy hamburgers. Blue cheese stuffed hamburgers with bacon in them.
Sweet.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. So we're going to go do that. Have a great weekend. Hopefully we will see you LA people around at the events that are coming up in the next week.
That would be great.
Chastity Bites, Dances with Films, go see it. So for this week, I'm Manny.
Cheryl.
Till next week.
Peace out.